Well, he's operating right now, sir. Yes, sir? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, if you say so, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do that right now. Sir.
Plan. This guy's the right idea. Write a book on traumatic surgery, and then when a war breaks out, the book gets drafted and he stays home. Sponge.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Pretty big talk. Pierce using a textbook?
Orthopedic case.
Doom cough. All right, let's put him under, shall we? Watch this.
Need some help, Pierce?
No, thanks. I'd rather save the patient.
That got him.
Unless they taught you something special at Vivisection State Teachers College. Which I doubt.
Here we go.
You better quit while you're behind, Frank.
I've been a practicing surgeon for 12 years.
When do you think you'll be ready to operate? Just an estimate, Frank.
Frank, I begged you to quit. Give me a 4x4.
And another thing.
Frank, they'll kill you. Colonel?
You?
There's a very important phone call on the phone for you, sir.
Have the call switched. I'll take it inside this gallbladder. Medicine bomb scissors.
Sir.
Radar, you must be kidding.
Cross my heart.
Moist lap sponges. Spaulding, finish up for me, please.
What's up, Henry?
I'll tell you later.
You were finally toilet trained, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's that, sir? The 19th, Colonel? The 19th. Well, now, let me see. The 19th would, that would be between the 18th and the 20th, if I'm any judge of 19ths. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll be ready. Oh, and Colonel, let me just add that this is an honor that thrills me right down to my toenails. Well, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Good day, sir. He's coming here. Him. Here. General Douglas MacArthur. The head man. The chief cheese is coming here.
Him? Here?
Here. The big monkey. The biggest, highest, monkeyest of them all.
Wow.
They don't come any monkeyer. And you know why he's coming here? Because we've got the most impressive damn record of any medical unit in Korea. That's north, south, east, or west. We're the mash that is the best.
Rah, rah!
Colonel Whiteman, his administrative aide, well, he'll be here on Wednesday to brief us.
Oh, wow.
Radar, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened to me since I did my first strangulated hernia. Radar, the publicity, the publicity. I mean, every move Big Mac makes is news. When he goes to the latrine, they flash an APUP bulletin.
Really?
And the Daily Bloomington Pantograph. Oh, boy, I can just see it. Supreme Commander inspects local doctor in type about yay big.
You'll be famous, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me tell you something, little friend. My price for a tonsillectomy just went from 50 to 75 bucks a tons.
Hey!
Yes, sir. They'll have to pay if they want the big man.
Colonel Blake's office?
Straight ahead, sir. Can't miss it.
Thank you, soldier.
Corporal Klinger, sir. Sentry post number one.
Carry on. Must be therapy for the mental cases.
And Colonel Whiteman here of General MacArthur's general staff has very kindly condescended to brief us all briefly on the general's impending visit.
Thank you, Colonel. I'm sure you must all be excited at the idea of meeting our Supreme Commander.
I'm thrilled beyond repair.
My belly button's been puckering and unpuckering all day.
A little charged up. You know, heap big chief coming.
All right. Let me clue you in, schedule and briefing-wise.
I'll roger that.
McIntyre.
Now, the general will arrive at exactly 1155 hours and will enter the camp at this point. I assume you will not. Repeat, not have the same man on sentry duty.
Klinger.
Klinger? Oh, no, sir. Make a note, no Klinger.
He just had his ears pierced.
The general's cavalcade will circle the compound inspecting troops and then will stop here at point B at precisely 1158 hours. The general will dismount at 1159 hours after a one-minute security inspection of the area by escort. From 1200 to 1204 hours, the general will be welcomed by commanding officer.
Maybe you can break the four-minute welcome, Henry.
You better go into training.
1,200, 400 hours.
Colonel Whiteman, I just want to say that this disrespectful attitude is in no way shared by myself or Major Burns on my right.
On your right what?
Included in the above-said time allotment for commanding officer's greeting is the introduction of inferior grade officers.
That's got to be us.
Yes?
I think the colonel might like to know that Major Houlihan's father was under General MacArthur in the cavalry.
Her father was a horse. Did you know that?
Our engagement is off.
While the general is here, do not address him unless he first addresses you. And then always use his full name and rank in reply as, yes, General MacArthur. No, General MacArthur. Thank you, General MacArthur.
God almighty.
Close, very close.
Steady, man.
And now, lunch. The eating thereof will be at 1300 hours. The general eats the same food as that served to men in the field.
Does he like his ice cream on top of his beef stew like us?
Mess will terminate at 1410 hours when the general's pipe is lit.
Must be a squad that takes care of that.
We'll have the men on hand, McIntyre. And note radar.
Volunteers to light pipe.
Now then, after lunch,
and the barfing thereof,
to proceed. The general's visit is a tribute to your unit's efficiency. A demonstration of your function would be most apropos.
We could do an operation for him.
Pierce.
Don't be a simp.
We operate every day. Perhaps the general would like to observe our surgeons at work.
Yeah, with a stitch-by-stitch commentary.
And for a big finish, a post-op infection.
Has possibilities, Colonel.
Well, that's just what I was thinking. I mean, it'd be a real eye-popper.
Colonel?
Yes?
As adjutant and assistant chief surgeon, I'd like to volunteer for that operation.
How splendid, Major.
Very good, Frank.
Lovely. And it's agreed.
We'll do a hysterectomy on Major Burns.
Because we have the best record of any medical unit in Korea, we have been bestowed upon by a great honor.
MacArthur's coming!
Hey! Hey! Quiet. Quiet down, folks.
Does this mean Radar has to take a bath?
I hope so.
We'll carry him down to the river and beat him on a rock.
Now, we've got very little time before the bestowment of this honor, and this place is a shambles. So we've got to, as quickly as possible, deshambleize. Corporal?
Duty rosters will be posted on the bulletin board. No changes will be made. All leaves are canceled unless of hardship, emergency, or of like or similar nature. A death in the family is good as always. All future announcements will be in either vocal, oral, or written down form, and in the case of the latter, accompanied by immediate superior signature and three copies, with two in my in basket and one in my out. Company!
want to see you in my office this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
You can double park your horse.
Now, Colonel, I was thinking I might put together a little souvenir memorial album for the general.
Frank.
Hmm?
Caesar is coming to inspect us, not bury us. Hey, that's pretty good, huh?
Oh, Spalding.
Colonel?
How about writing one of your special songs for MacArthur? Think you can come up with something nice on the old cucaracha there?
I've been working on it, sir.
Oh.
Well, it's not Corregidor, you know, it's only Korea. It's a lousy little war, but we'd still love to see you. And I'm sure we can scrounge up a beach. And you can splash in and give us a speech. With your corn cob pipe and your five gold stars.
Well, it's catchy, but it's not exactly what I had in mind.
You're not in the least bit clever.
It's a big club, Frank. Do it again.
What have we here, a diminutive Diogenes?
Looking for two honest men, Radar?
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Trent.
Frank, what are you doing?
Burning books.
Oh, any special reason, Dr. Hitler?
One of the greatest living Americans is coming, and I'm not going to let him see some of the trash that's read around here.
Plato's Republic? The Life of Red Grange?
Revolutionaries.
Right. Robinson Crusoe?
Everybody runs around half naked.
Norman Mailer.
It's got that word in it.
Frank, you burn one more book, I'm going to give you a dancing lesson in the minefield. Now knock it off, Nat Brain.
General of the Army, General Douglas MacArthur, your supreme commander is going to inspect you, fella.
Genuflect when you say that, pal.
And he's going to find us just the way we are and what we are. Draftee doctors, a little gamey and dazed from crawling inside people trying to keep them breathing.
Forget poor dicks, Frank. This is Bedpan Alley.
Oh, okie doke. You slackers do what you want. But I'm going to show the general we're military. And I ordered you to clean up that unholy mess in there, and if you don't, I will.
You touch one dirty sock, you remove one layer of crud, you kill one cockroach, Frank, and I will personally grind you into a fine powder and sprinkle you on MacArthur's oatmeal.
What he said.
Get up.
You don't like it. I mean, don't be afraid to tell me, sir. I can take criticism.
No, no, it's not the outfit, per se, wise.
It's the pedicure. Little naughty?
Klinger, the one thing that General MacArthur may not understand at a military hospital 4 miles from the front is a flower girl with a 5 o'clock shadow. I mean, I just can't have you traipse around while his Nibs is here.
Sir, you can't be serious. This is my big chance to get out. General MacArthur can discharge anybody. Harry Truman, if he wants.
No dice, fella.
Please, Colonel. I won't smile at him or say I'm pregnant or anything.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 3 days R&R in Tokyo. You leave before Big Mac arrives, okay?
What good is that? He'll be here and I'll be there.
Well, it's either that or put you under tent arrest, tied to a bedpost if we have to. And I'd hate to do that, Klinger.
I worked so very hard for this, sir.
Easy guy.
It hasn't been easy, smiling through the makeup.
I'm sorry, Clinger.
Better dismiss me, sir, before my mascara starts.
Dismissed.
Okay, another stitch here and it'll be finished. Some more 3-0 chromic. And quickly, you know my temper.
Yes, doctor.
Sponge that, please, nurse.
I still think we ought to do an operation for MacArthur.
We could even operate on him.
Hey, now that's a great idea.
Maybe remove his pipe.
We could suck him out through his own stem. You want to finish here for me, please?
Yes, doctor.
My two favorite words.
What's your work assignment, Trent?
Supervised cleanup of the garbage dump.
All the assignments are based on personality.
Funny. What's yours?
Entertainment committee.
Oh, you're going to inflate your sleeping bag and do your Kate Smith imitation?
No, I got something better planned. Okay, this guy's all retreaded, ready for the ward. Orderly?
No orderlies around, doctor.
What do you mean, no orderlies?
They're all out there manicuring the rocks. I couldn't even get an X-ray on this guy.
Are we running a hospital or a motel for visiting demigods?
It's Frank, the all-purpose idiot. He's been like a crazed weasel ever since this thing started.
Why don't we have his legs ironed for the inspection? Kelly, give me a hand here, will you?
Beginning to look like real army, thanks to you, Major. Darling.
Well, I just made up my mind General MacArthur wasn't going to catch us with our theses and dozies down.
Oh, Frank.
Super duper. That little twerp really did a good job.
Let's just soak it in for a minute.
I'm soaking, Margaret.
Oh, he's so handsome. So commanding.
Who's the little guy?
President Truman.
Well, that's about the size of it, I guess.
Frank, please don't laugh in here.
Sorry, Margaret.
I can't wait to meet him. We're practically family.
Yes, darling.
Dad and he fought the Hucks together in the Philippines.
Fought the whose?
The Hucks, the rebellious native tribe.
Oh, those Hucks.
Home on the mantle, we have a picture he autographed. Best wishes to my friend, Howitzer Al Houlihan. Knock 'em dead, fella.
That's so warm, so human.
That Christmas, they exchanged shrunken tribesmen's heads.
You don't forget a little thing like that.
This is where he'll sleep.
I'll bet he sleeps deeper than most people.
Frank, do I dare?
Oh, Margaret, you are practically family. Your eyes are sparkling like club soda.
I feel so... I don't know.
I feel pretty. I don't know myself.
My face is hot. Uh-huh. And there's a lump in my throat.
Let me kiss it. Oh, Margaret.
Oh, Doug.
All right, everyone, into formation, please. Colonel Blake. Colonel Blake, if you will. Here, sir. McIntyre. On the other side of Major Huyen. Could you hold this, sir, please? And Captain Spaulding on the end, right here. Captain Spaulding. Now make this good, Pierce. This is going into the memorial album.
Right, boss. And get in the front row. I want to catch those eyes.
Wilco.
Keep them spinning counterclockwise. All right, everybody, move a few feet to the left. Just a few steps. Okay. Now take just a few steps to the right. Perfect. Hold it. Got it. Thank you.
I had my eyes shut.
It's okay. So did I.
Reviewing stand to convoy. Are you ready? Over.
Convoy to reviewing stand. Ready over here. Over.
Move out. This is a rehearsal. Repeat. This is a rehearsal.
Shut up.
Shut up. That's not gin.
No, vodka. It's only a rehearsal.
How can you drink at a time like this?
With a little luck, we'll get sick.
Company, stand, cut!
He's much shorter than I thought.
He shrunk. All that walking in water.
General McCutcheon, sir. I've waited the whole war to meet you.
Klinger, I warned you.
I want a rehearsal too, sir. I want to show you I can do it in good taste. I'm a psycho, sir. I'm a nutburger, a jelly bean. I got more tresses than your wife.
Klinger!
Let me out, General. I'll kiss your pipe.
Go, Klinger, go.
Get that moron out of there!
Sir, let me stay. I'll change my clothes.
Promise?
Have I ever lied to you, sir?
Take him away.
Sir, no, I'll wear something drab. You'll be proud of me.
I think they took away the wrong moron.
General MacArthur, I bid you hail and welcome to the 4077th Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Although I have bid welcome to other dignitaries, this is the highest bidding I have ever had the privilege.
Privilege.
Thank you, Colonel...
Blake.
Thank you, Blake.
Introductions.
Sir, may I present my staff general?
Yes.
Two of my captains.
Captain Sodom and Captain Gamora. He's Gamora.
General, I've heard a lot about you, sir.
Most of it infantile.
Thank you.
And Major Burns.
And his maiden aunt, Major Houlihan.
They're not supposed to say that. That's...
Quit horsing around.
General, as a memento of this great honor, I have prepared a souvenir book with pictures and a complete history of the 4077th.
Which will be on sale in the lobby as you leave the theater.
Here, General, you see a picture of... How did that get in there?
No lock on the latrine door.
Colonel!
Well, for crooning out loud, Frank, it's just a rehearsal.
I know, sir, but...
Attention! All personnel! General MacArthur has just passed checkpoint Able. He'll be here in seconds. This is not a rehearsal. This is a real emergency.
Over here, sir.
Colonel.
Company, ten, hot. Present arms. Eyes lift.
Return once more.